Thank you, guys. We'll start with questions from Julian Altobelli. Please raise your hand. Start with Mitchell.
Julian, obviously a game that maybe, you know, 17 minutes kind of decided it, very back and forth. Kind of your thoughts on the overall match?
Yeah, the game was, like you said, very back and forth. I thought we created a lot of chances, and we didn't come out with the result we wanted, but it's a step in the right direction.
How much are you enjoying playing in this attacking system? It seems very fluid. You know, you've got wing backs that are flying up to help you guys. Gabby's tucking in the middle to kind of provide you someone else in the center. It seems like you guys are clicking very well, and it's a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, you said it right there. It's very fluid. If I want to come out wide and Gabby will come in the middle, we just know how to kind of play with each other. We do it in training all the time, even with the other players that maybe aren't in the 11 or in the 18. So it's working, and it's a step in the right direction.
Julian, quite the roller coaster for you guys today. I think, especially compared to last week against Ottawa, where you guys did score first in this game, this time it goes the other way. But the response was just immediate. Ferrazzo scores another worldie, back-to-back games of the worldie. So I'm just wondering, was there maybe just a really quick regrouping period, just on the bench with Mauro or just in the team, because it was just an immediate shift and much more possession for you guys after the fourth score?
Yeah, no, I think it comes within ourselves. I think we know that we can compete in this league, and we can definitely push for a playoff and even a championship. So I think it comes within ourselves to keep pushing, keep thriving, and we know that the results will come.
This is your first 9-5 derby. Got pretty spirited at times, and you getting to draw the penalty. I was wondering maybe kind of what you saw in that moment and just some of the physicality just in the game as well.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. It was my first 9-5 derby, like you said, and I'm taking each game one game at a time, and I'm kind of learning from these games. You know, it's a step in the right direction from Ottawa. Now we have Forge, and then next week we have Calgary. So I think everything's going well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today I think it was a pretty open 90 minutes between the two sides. I think, you know, generally when you do play up top, it's a little bit, you're a little bit more open to some of those open games where, you know, whereas the defenders might want to drop back. So just maybe to just get your opinion on sort of playing in the match that was, you know, this open and this end to end for a good chunk of the entire 90 minutes.
Yeah, in a match that's kind of open like this, I have the fluidity to either come deep, receive the ball and turn, kind of like how Riley's goal was set up, how I kind of got it off the throw and was able to turn and find Riley. Or again, to go in behind. If I start to drop deep a lot of the times, maybe the defenders will catch on to that and start following me into those gaps, which creates space for Shola or Gabby or anyone. So a game like this is always fun to play in, and it went well.
I don't obviously want to jinx anything, but you've got a pretty strong goal scoring streak going so far between, you know, not only the season, but going tracking back to last season with TFC2. I wonder if you could maybe just speak a little bit on sort of that and how you're enjoying the run of form that you're on.
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it, but I wouldn't say I'm satisfied. There's still plenty of games left in the season, and I can score 4 goals now, but who knows what will happen in the next game. So I'm kind of just staying level-headed and continuing to work hard.
Congrats on the goal. Again, I was actually going to get to that right away because, again, 4 goals to start the season. Not too bad for any position, but especially for a starter. So I want to ask, what do you feel you've been doing right to get in those positions? Obviously, today was a penalty, but still, even to win a penalty, what are some of the things you feel you're doing right so far to get in positions and gain those chances to convert as often as you clearly have so far?
I think a lot of it comes from watching film. We do it pretty often with Mauro, and you kind of just read the game, and it's kind of just a feeling. I'm a forward, and I love to find little pockets or whatever it is. I like to get in areas to score goals, and today was a penalty, obviously, but again, I enjoy the feeling of the ball hitting the back of the net. So.
Absolutely. And to follow up, I know obviously you mentioned this is your first 9-5 derby, but historically, Forge has done pretty well here. It's 8 wins here, and your opponent seeing the most of any venue, we've ended in the CPL for them. Do you feel right away the natural energy of this, you know, derby? Did you feel extra motivation going to this match, even though it's your first one?
Yeah, I think for me, because it's my first one, I kind of treat it like every other game. which is still like a killer mindset. You want to go out there and you want to work as hard as you can and get a result. So for me, no, it was, I didn't really feel that extra motivation because it's a 905 derby, but I'm sure I will in the upcoming other matches.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brian Ross's debut and sub for him. What do you think of how Brian Ross came in for his debut?
Yeah, I thought he did well. So this was his first week of actually training with us and introducing himself to the group. And he's a hard worker, he's a goal scorer, and I'm sure that his moments will come and his chances will come. So I'm happy for him.
Julian, congrats on the goal today. I got a simple question. How did the atmosphere at York Lions impact the team's energy? What do you think about that?
Oh, the atmosphere here is, it's always great. We have a lot of local guys, so a lot of the guys have their family that come to each and every home game. So that's always a little bit of extra motivation. So I think the atmosphere was great.
Obviously, Will played a few games for the team now, but it feels like your chemistry with a lot of these guys is really evident. How would you describe your role with this team?
My role with this team, I would say, is someone who wants to score goals. Whether it's playing out on the left, on the right, or as a nine, I'm open to playing anywhere, and I'm comfortable playing in each of these positions, and I want to just keep scoring and keep getting results.
Do we have any other questions?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess it's taking penalty shots. You know, I don't know if you get all the penalty shots, but you know, why not if you scored like that? But would any of this, you can do penalty shots in training, but I'm dialing back the years where you're taking penalty shots for TFC2, not just in the game, but that they had rules about breaking ties with penalty shots. So that you might have got better and better taking shots and favored corners and things like that. Or wait till the goalie bends his knees and then blast away. That you're saying, yeah, that's why I've got experience. I can do this. Penalty kicks for me. I'll take them.
Yeah, no, I definitely do have experience with penalties. As you said, when you tied a game last year in MLS Next Pro, I went straight to shootout. So I experienced many of those, and then I was also on penalties in regular games as well. So, yeah, I definitely had experience taking them. I'm comfortable. I don't get nervous, so I'm happy with it.
They could have used you a week ago. Skying the ball, and they lost 4-1. 4-1 in penalty kicks. Like,
yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They won on Friday, though.
So. Yeah, good result for them.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.